is a poem I wrote about it's about Keats, about how much I owe to him, and the effect he's had on my life. And it's set in the beautiful house, now the Keats Shelley Memorial House, the house where he died on the Spanish Steps in Rome. It's called Gold. The sun strikes gold along the Spanish Steps, patches of godlight where the tourists stray. The old house is in shadow and still keeps its treasures from the searching light of day. I found it once when I had lost my way, depressed and restless, sheltering from rain long years ago in Rome. But from that day, everything turned to gold, even my pain, reading the words of one who feared he wrote in vain. I too was half in love with easeful death, but standing by the window near his bed, I almost heard the tender taken breath on which his words were forming. As I read, I felt things shifting in me. An old dread was somehow being brought to harmony, taught by his music as the music fled to sing at last, as by some alchemy, despair itself was lifted into poetry. I spent that summer there and came each day to read and breathe and let his life unfold in mine. Little by little, made my way from realms of darkness into realms of gold, finding that in his story mine was told. Bereavements, doubts and longings, all were there, somehow transmuted in the poem's old enduring crucible, that furnace where quicksilver draws the gold from leaden-eyed despair. Now with the sun I come on pilgrimage, to find this house and climb the foot-worn stair. For I have lived to more than twice his age, and year by year his words have helped me bear the black weight of my breathing, to repair an always breaking heart. Somehow he keeps his watch on me from somewhere, that bright star. So with the words of one who mined the depths, I sing and strike for gold along the Spanish Steps.